Kevin Williams' best friend had to go to prison.
And when he came home, I picked him up from the bus station, and he jumps in the car, and he's got all these papers and boxes, and he had this big old shoebox full of greeting cards. That's when it clicked. I'm going to start a line of cars designed for people that are in prison.
And that's what he did. Williams, a University of Illinois building service worker and founder of the Rantoul startup Modern Life Card Company, launched his anchor greeting card line called Chin Ups in April 2016. Although the greeting card industry is struggling in the age of social media, Williams says cards still play a vital role inside prisons.
The outside world is, we're gone digital pretty much. But inside is still Pony Express. When they get a letter, it's not like when a mailman comes to our house. That mail day is a big day. Big day inside.
The problem is finding a card with the right message.
And not just some cookie cutter that is just like, miss you, and that's it. You know, I didn't think that was appropriate or proper.
Williams takes great care when designing his cards. To find the right emotional tone, he looks for inspirational messages and motifs from the worlds of sports and art. Formerly incarcerated artists, like Sammy Lotz, help craft the product.
The longer you do in prison, the less letters you start getting.
He created the art for Chin Up's best-selling cards.
Sometimes people pick up a card, they don't have to write so much. You know, just a little note. Or just say hello. The card really speaks for itself.
An example is the card called The Boxer, illustrated by Lotz and written by Williams. The front shows...
It's just a man, it's obvious he's been knocked down, and the ref is counting him out. This is basically their situation in a picture, you know. You've fallen, and everybody's counting you out.
And inside?
Some say it was a solid punch. I say you slipped. Some think the decision should be unanimous. I say the judges are crooked. Some just came to watch you fall. I'm here to see you get up. Stay in the fight. Don't throw in the towel. I'm in your corner.
The message rang true for Tyrese McCurry, a hobby boxer and Williams colleague at the University of Illinois. McCurry was Chin Up's first customer.
It touched me, and my dad is incarcerated right now, so any little thing, it matters. And something like that, I know it would have touched him too.
According to the nonprofit Vera Institute of Justice, incarcerated people who maintain supportive relationships with family members have better outcomes, such as stable housing and employment when they return to the community. That's the bottom line for Williams, too.
People need to know that just being a positive connection to somebody can really make a difference when they finally touch down.
For Illinois Public Media, I'm Kate McQueen.